Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The end of equal rights. I'm going to explain why the gay agenda destroys the whole concept of equality in America. Should we strive to become indiscriminating? Revisiting defund the police. The liar lefties have tried to put that ridiculous movement behind them since it has come out that the policy has created a massive spike in theft and other violent crimes. They are creating an environment that is unsafe for Americans. And what's with the devil in the White House? Not Biden. Well, I mean, that's not the devil I'm talking about here. I mean, the devil. He was totally on display during Biden's latest speech. I don't think it's a good idea to allow the deep state to bury that howl from hell. You know, that howl we heard coming belching out of Biden's mouth on September 1, 2022. Don't let him bury that. And finally, I want to encourage you to support Reform California. They are making an effort to restore election integrity in our fine state. Let us get as far as we can with these things, and we'll take up the rest tonight during the live stream. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The end of equal rights. Trans women are uniting to protest against men who refuse to date them. You think? They demand to be dated? Will the next step in this pursuit of equality be laws that define refusal to date a tranny an act of discrimination? Should we strive to become an indiscriminating culture? Wasn't there once some encouragement to be discriminating and, well, for example, the sorts of people you hang out with? Like, who would want to hang around with this crowd that I'm looking at right here? Biden has made over 200 administration appointments drawn from the LGBTQ community. He claims he wants his administration to look like America. Take a look at this picture and tell me if this looks like America. Now, you can't see it in the radio. I know I'll show it tonight during the live stream. But on the far left, you have Rachel Levine. That's the queer man who would rather be a woman. He's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Does he wonder why real men won't date him? Might have something to do with the fact that it's, well, unnatural, contrary to nature and to nature's God. Like Paul said, leaving the natural use of the woman, they burned in their lusts one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly. Standing next to him, her, it is Karine Jean-Pierre, or Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary, took Psaki's place, you know, a lesbian woman who identifies herself as the first black female lesbian to hold that that position in the White House. Now, anyway, she is among those described by the Apostle Paul in Romans 1:26, for even their women did exchange the natural use into that which is against nature. It's contrary to nature, my friends. It's not normal. Dimitri Deskalakis, or Deskalakis, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. He's the monkeypox czar. Remember when czar was the favorite term to use for these guys? He's gay. And apparently a worshiper of Satan, you know, with the pentagram tattooed across his chest and, well, just about every other pagan symbol you can think of tattooed all over his body. And I suppose that means something, right? I mean, that he would choose these to identify. He's somehow identifying himself with all this, isn't he? So is he a Satan worshiper? Benito Skinner is the next guy in the lineup here. Benito Skinner, a social media influencer. Among those recruited aggressively by the Biden administration to influence the kids to take the death jabs. Here he's, in a video I have, he's playing Cooper, the Gen Z White House intern. And here's another video he was hired to create featuring Benito in red face and devil's horns. To celebrate pride, you know. Anyway, you get the idea. And then the last guy on this picture of America is Sam Brinton, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy, in charge of nuclear waste. Drag queen who boasts his involvement in what is called pup play. And to be discreet or discriminating, a fetish involving treating other men like dogs. Every bit of this is degrading to human dignity and, well, humanity. It's sort of devolution, you know. It's curious how the rise of evolution as a theory of origins has turned into a devolution of our culture from man to beast. We're kind of going backwards here, aren't we? So this is what America looks like to Biden and company. Homosexuals comprise about 3% of the general population. Do you remember when they were pushing the 10% myth? Picked it up from Kinsey, that fraud. They have finally given up. Truth just has a way about it of outlasting these lies, you know, and wearing out all the efforts to distort it. It's roughly 3%. And actually less than that. When you start subdividing that community into its various subgroups, you know, like the number of trannies, for example, or the number of pups, those that identify as various animals, that's another weird thing going on. The numbers become so small that in your daily life, you are more likely to encounter a Martian. Well, of course, that's an exaggeration, but only slightly. And then there's the MSM and Disney and all the many perverse corporations that jump on the bandwagon here to work together to create the illusion that they are normal, a regular feature of society, as if there's like one on every block or one every other house, practically. I mean, they are way overrepresented in media. The hard, immovable fact is, men with men and women with women do not create offspring. No matter how many times they say it, men do not become pregnant. Now, I understand that 22% of Democrats believe men are capable of getting pregnant. That's one in every five, friend. When they narrowed it down to women, 36% of college-educated white liberal women believe men can get pregnant. And the insanity continues. But there is a mechanism by which God controls such nonsense. The fact is, homosexuals don't reproduce, and so they have to recruit. Now, most people will default to nature. They'll never become the majority or even close to it. Because, well, most people are normal. They're not unnatural. Most people are natural. God has a program by which he puts a check on these sorts of, well, bizarre cultural aberrations. For example, God designed nature to reject homosexual behavior. The Bible says in Romans 1, they receive in their body the due recompense of their error, which is meet, or which was meet, or fitting, appropriate. And we know the diseases that are part of that lifestyle are just, they're horrendous. It's absolutely heartbreaking to look. If you look at that closely, they won't never tell you. They hide all this stuff. But one thing is pointed out, as I said, they can't reproduce. That's one way nature has of kind of limiting that particular behavior of ever becoming ubiquitous. Second, this is a travesty of the medical profession. Not unlike this current nonsense going on with the vaccine and sticking face diapers on your face, all that nonsense. They're hiding the truth about all the diseases that attend this aberrant, deviant behavior. It is unnatural. Men with men is against nature. It's contrary to nature, as well as to nature's God. The practices in those communities are so shocking to anybody with normal sensitivities, that they're absolutely horrifying. None dare speak of it in polite company, but literally drive you to a barf bag. It's absolutely disgusting. Trying to normalize this abnormal behavior is not only distorting the divine order, a fist in the face of God. We're going to do it our way. It's damaging to the health of those caught up in it, and an absolute crime to try to recruit young people into this lifestyle. But like I said, they can't reproduce. They have to recruit. And they have to recruit aggressively because it's not the natural thing to do. It's not normal. And trying to normalize this abnormal behavior is not only distorting the divine order, as I pointed out, it's damaging to the health of those who get caught up in it. Nature abhors this practice and punishes it. You know, that community has a mortality rate nearly double that of the norm. So no matter how hard they try to deny it or use media to market this thing, which is absolutely a crime, it's never, you talk about misinformation or disinformation campaigns? Oh, good night. Look, it's never going to be a generally accepted practice. God won't allow it. Now, there are examples of entire communities embracing this deviation from God's order. That does happen. We got some records of it in the Bible. Sodom is one example. When this deviancy from the norm is generally accepted within a community on a wide scale in a neighborhood, so on, in any community, it always leads to a breakdown of law and order. In the case of Sodom and neighboring Gomorrah, the communities there became so overrun with this that the Sodomites, they believed that since they were like, they believed they had majority rights or majority power. So they had a right to go to a neighbor's house and beat on his doors and demand that neighbor surrender to them, his male guests. They expressed violent intentions against anybody who dared to try to stop them from forcing themselves and their behavior onto others. And when it gets that bad, and it always does, by the way, if unchecked, God will finally bring a great judgment upon such a community. He has a quality control program, if you will. First, it's kind of structured within nature itself. Nature itself retaliates against this behavior, cutting their lives way short. But also, if it gets out of hand, within a culture, starts exposing more and more people to this life-shortening lifestyle, well, God will intervene in a dramatic way. The fire and brimstone of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a famous story. You've probably heard about it. Here's another way this behavior is checked in God's creation. Once this deviant behavior became prevalent in a certain tribe of Israel, the behavior became so prevalent, like Sodom, some men gathered at a house to demand that the male visitors would be turned over to their lusts, rather than that householder stand at the door with their AR in arm and Smith & Wesson on hip and tell the wicked perverts to back off. An erstwhile priest decided to negotiate with them. So he talked them into taking his concubine instead. What a nice guy. They used her all night long and left her for dead. That priest cut her into 12 pieces, sent one piece each to the heads of the 12 tribes, demanding justice. This stirred up all the states of Israel, all 12 of them. When the people demanded justice, the tribe around the offenders decided to lock arms and protect them. They wouldn't condemn the behavior. They wouldn't even assure the rest of the states that, we'll take care of this. We recognize that's an evil and wicked thing that they did, and we're going to do. They wouldn't do anything about it. They accepted it. There had been a long decay in all of the states in Israel at that time, a decay of morals and manners, so that in order to correct the matter, it required severe judgment upon every state. God doesn't let this stuff just go on and on and on and on. He steps in. The normal majority. Remember Falwell's moral majority? Well, there will always be a normal majority. But this majority will usually tolerate a certain amount of deviancy. But if that deviancy takes hold so that they feel bold to come forward and start pushing themselves on their neighbors, if they begin to demand, for example, that we deliver our children to them, their influence and their ideology, which is what they're doing, if they start pushing too hard in their demand of quote-unquote equal status with what is normal, to be accepted as normal, as if they are, I mean in their behavior. And if this progresses until the general degradation of morals reaches a tipping point, the normal majority will rise up and start pushing back. or God will intervene with a massive judgment. The concept of equality breaks down when we insist nonsense like, in order to have equality between men and women, men must be able to bear children too. Taking equality that far takes it to the breaking point, and when it finally breaks, it begins falling apart and erodes until there's no equality at all. My friends, hold on to the break. I'll be right back. By God's war. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world, and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order it for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call, let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do, and search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, S-C-H-E-I-D-B-A-C-H. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your brain massage.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. As our belief in equality has never been understood as equality in outcomes or equality in physical prowess or stature. I'll never be picked to play lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. The Browns, maybe, but... If we continue pursuing this sort of nonsensical notion of equality, where we purposely pick people for positions of influence and power, you know, from this notion that, for example, gay people are underrepresented, or blacks are, or Hispanics are, or when whites are, and not strictly on the basis of ability and skills and intellect and character, well, we're going to end up with a government run by a bunch of idiots. Huh. Like the clown show running the government right now. Note, the general breakdown in law and order and in quality of leadership that we see in America today is connected to our culture's repudiation of traditional American values shaped by the morals that are taught in the Bible. The raging heathen cry, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Well, anyway, let's revisit another brilliant idea that arose from the loony left, defund the police. The liar left have lately tried to separate themselves from that ridiculous movement since it has come out that the policy has created a massive spike in theft and other violent crimes. They are creating an environment that is unsafe for Americans. But the Dems own this, friend. Here is a 7-minute video of one loony lefty after another clamoring for defunding the police, including Harris, AOC, Pelosi, Garcetti, Ilhan Omar, Cory Bush, Jamal Bowman, who also wants to defund the Pentagon, by the way, de Blasio, Marsha Fudge, Ayanna Pressley, Susan Rice, Mondaire Jones, Michigan's Witch Gretchen, Lisa Bender, London Breed, Julian Castro, Ted Wheeler, Rashid Tlaib, Cuomo, O'Rourke, Benny Thompson, India Walton, Corey Johnson, the whole crowd, and that just gets you started. How about we defund the FBI? Now, there's an idea. And the CIA, by the way. The FBI is not good for much but arresting political opponents and of the ruling party, serving as a brute squad for Democrat politicians. The organization was spoiled from its inception, but it has now become so rotten it's really more of a problem than it is a cure to anything. Perhaps we should look into increased funding for the U.S. Marshals Service, the original FBI, with powers under supervision of the federal courts, and created correspondence between the marshals' offices and state policing and so on. I don't know. It's an idea. As for the CIA, it should be dismantled completely. Intelligence missions should be conducted within our military, with military protocols and with civilian oversight, by the way. Anyway, the whole defund the police mantra rose out of the BLM Antifa movements. And it's about taking money away from policing and reinvesting it in social programs aimed at the poor black and brown communities. You ever thought about this? Whatever happened to poor white trash? Any of those left? Are there no poor white communities? Don't they also deserve some notice or representation? I'm just asking for a friend. it's just another failed liberal policy. And the pile is getting higher and higher because, well, they never turn back from their nonsense. They just pile on with more nonsense. What are we going to do about all of this? We need our elections back. I mean, really, we the normals who pay for all this nonsense, we've got to restore our voice. It's time these jackals heard from we the people. I mean, all the people. But we must have our elections back. So I'm going to skip over my intriguing expose of the devil in the White House and use it for tonight's live stream, but I am greatly encouraged by what I see developing in California with this group called Reform California. They are focused on the right target, election integrity. Here are several articles I encourage you to look at and think about what part you can have in helping to deliver California from the oppression of these selected rulers. To deliver the righteous out from under the rod of the wicked. The links are here in my notes. You do know the assembly lately passed a law essentially stripping parents of their rights with regard to their children, turning their children over to the power of state schools. They did this in a sneaky way, a kind of a backroom sort of sneaky deal, to get around what they knew would be a huge backlash from the people. In other words, the point is, they know they don't have the majority support for this kind of nonsense, and they're pushing it on us anyway. They're just taking your rights away from you. It's time to remove those wicked, lying scoundrels from office, but we cannot do it without an honest election. So DeMayo, the California conservative leader, he lays out a plan to allow grassroots conservatives in California to do something to help ensure election integrity. Now, we need to audit California voter rolls and demand they be updated, and there's so much more. One problem, however, with DeMayo is, nowhere that I can find, he doesn't address the Dominion machine problem. We have a machine problem, friend. It is true, however, he is zeroed in on ineligible voters and voter rolls, and if that is taken care of, it will hinder the thieves from using their flip voting algorithms. You see, they have to cover their machine fraud with fake harvested ballots. And the fake harvested ballots have to have some correspondence to the voter rolls. Otherwise, we catch them in the audit, see. So we need to just get ready to call for an audit after every election. And I don't care if it's dog catcher. We need to push hard for voter ID and get rid of this harvesting nonsense. This Sunday, I'm going to be taking us another step toward clarifying phase two in our charge against the forces of darkness at Lighthouse, beginning to explain the relationship between the glorious light of the gospel to dispel the deepest darkness of evil that Satan can conjure. Patrick Henry was an amazing patriot, and he had remarkable discernment. He understood the difference between the gospel and the religions that identify with it. He once remarked to the Congress in assembly that this nation was not built on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll explain what he meant by that and what it means to us today. America was founded as one nation under God. What you see posturing under the American flag today is a masquerade. The players all wear masks of compassion and tolerance and freedom and equality, but behind the mask is the same face. It's the visage of tyranny. Come to the Lighthouse this Sunday. Learn what we will be doing about all this craziness as we launch phase two of our assault on the kingdom of darkness. Okay, my friends, I'm going to have to shut it down. I've got to get this to the station so it can be aired this weekend. And I've just had a bunch of weird technical stuff happen in the course of production today that I really am not going to take time to explain. But the fact is, it's been a challenge. Hey, God bless you. God bless America. I'll see you in church. By God's War. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call, let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do, and search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, Scheidbach. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your brain massage.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.